All right, today we're on Daf Pei Bei on Psachim 82a. So first I should mention that Dr. Alan Masaryk is sponsoring the Daf Yomi today and also on Shabbat on the occasion of the fifth yahrzeit of his father, Meir Shalom ben Avraham Menachem, Zichrono Levracha. So learning is L'Ilui Nishmato. All right, if you remember last night we spoke about the whole Korban becomes pasul, then it's burnt on the in front of the Beis Hamikdash, and with the Atzei Maracha, the whole thing becomes tameh, or I shouldn't have said pasul. Tumah is a type of soul, but if the whole thing becomes tameh or most of it, then we burn it before the Beis Hamikdash. But if it's a miyat of a small amount, everybody burns it in their chatzir or their gag. But then the Mishnah said that saikanim, the miserly people, burn it lifnei abira. The misers burn it before in front of the Beis Hamikdash because they want to use the atzei maracha. They want to use the wood from the mizbeach, and that wood is supplied in the Beis Hamikdash. So again, so we're talking about a case where the mainstream should be in your gag or in your chatzer, but the tzaikanim, the misers, they burn it on the Har Habayit. That's one halacha we learned. And then we learned another halacha. This was from the Mishnah earlier in the Masechta on Daf Mem Tet, that a person who inadvertently had walked off with Basar Kodesh, he says, and if he has not yet passed Sofim, he hasn't passed this point or location where you could still see the Beis Hamikdash, then he goes back and he burns it also lifnei abira. So here, the Masivta takes it that the next Gemara is going to talk about the Tzaikanim, and the article takes it as talking about the other people who are burning lifnei abira, but either way, it's talking about people who are burning lifnei abira. So it says we're 10 lines down on Pei Bei Zman Aleph. So Tan Rabbanan, Ba'ula Sorfo B'chatzroteyan U'me'atzei Maracha. Let's say that the person wants to burn it in his chatzer, but from the atzei maracha. So this could be the tzaikanim, it could be the misers. they'll burn it in their chatzer, but they want to do it on the public dole. Or the other person walked off with the basar from the Korban Pesach, but he apparently had left Yerushalayim, and now he's walking back, but he wants to burn it in the chatzir, but from the Atzei Maracha, in Shomen Lehen. We don't listen to them. As you know, you don't have an opportunity. We don't give you an option to burn it in your chatzir from the Atzei Maracha. Lifnei Abira Umei Atzei Atzman. Conversely, if a person chooses, he wants to burn it on the Bira, but not from the Atzei Maracha. Bring his own wood, but burn it lifnei Abira. So Ein Shomen Lehen, that also we don't listen to them. Why? So the Gemara says, B'shlema me'atzei maracha b'chatzutein in Shomen Lehen. So I understand why we don't let people take wood from the maracha. Maracha means the wood that was designated for the Mizbeach. So you don't let you take that wood and take it home to burn the korban. He says, Dilma paishan minayhu v'atubu l'day tekala. Because you might have leftover wood and then you'll misuse it. In other words, the wood... the wood is permissible to be used to burn the korban that's tameh, or the korban that was sold at a left Yerushalayim. So the wood is designated. That's one of the purposes the wood is designated for. Excuse me. But if there's leftover wood and the person converts it for his own use, that would be an act of me'ila. So we don't let you take wood from the maracha home, to burn it over there. That we're not going to let you do. El lifnei abira umeyatzei atzman ma'itamalo. But what's wrong if you want to bring your own wood and burn it on the harabayit? What could possibly be wrong with that? So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar, shelo vayesh misha'enlo. Rav Yosef says, because we don't want to embarrass somebody who doesn't have wood in his house to bring. So if some people are bringing their own wood and some people are sort of burning at the public dole, that would embarrass the people. I thought it works a little bit better, I think, with the way the art school had it. It's talking about the person who, forgot and left Yerushalayim, and then but he was still within Sofim, and he comes back. That works out a little bit better than saying it's talking about the Tzaikanim. He says, so that's sort of, Yosef says, we don't embarrass people. That's the reason why you can't bring your own wood. Rav Amar b'pnei chashad. Rabbi says it's because of the chashad, because after you burn the meat or whatever you're burning, there'll be wood left over, and the person will take that wood with him if it's his own wood. So people will be choshed and think that he took the atzei maracha and converted it. So we don't want to lead to a situation like that. So again, let's just repeat the list, a few sentences. So we said, what's wrong if people who have to burn the piece of the korban, or let's say it was a piece of the korban Pesach, they had brought it out of Yerushalayim. Now they have to burn it in Lifnei Abira, so that there they would burn it from the Atzei Marachas. So what's wrong if they bring their own wood? So the answer is technically nothing would be wrong, but it's either A, that we're afraid that some people will have wood, some people won't have wood, so we'll embarrass the people who don't have wood, their own wood, then we don't want to embarrass people. That's answer A. And answer B is that we're afraid that if you bring your own wood and then you don't use all the wood, you'll take the wood home and people will be choshed that you took from the Atzei Maracha. Okay? So my Benayu, what's the nafkamina, whether I say reason A or reason B? Ike Benayu da'aiti kane v'chariyuta delu chazu l'maracha. The nafkamina would be if he brings reeds and palm branches which are not fit for the Atzei Maracha. Rashi says they're very kal, they burn like very quickly, I imagine like paper. So they would never be used for on the Mizbeach. So nobody would think if you took it home that you were taking Atzei Maracha, because it's patently obvious that's not Atzei Maracha. But if you say the reason is we don't embarrass people, so some people would have fuel, other people wouldn't, and they'd be on the public dole, so that we embarrass it that way. All right. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I just did?
Where did they physically burn in front of the Beis HaMikdash?
So again, there's different places. There's one place in the Beis HaMikdash that would burn.
No, but this is a puzzle. This is you have a puzzle carbon.
Right. So it's on the Harabayit outside the Beis HaMikdash.
Outside of the walls.
In other words, on the Harabayit, but totally outside the Beis HaMikdash. So I don't know.
The walls of the Beis HaMikdash, right?
No. Again, there's different places things are burned. So when we're talking about burning the Korban Pesach that became Pasul or Tameh, we're talking about burning it outside the Beis HaMikdash, but on the Har Habayit. Right? There are other there are other korbanot that are psulim that we burn in the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, I understand.
And then there are korbanot that we burn outside Yerushalayim. This is being burnt on the Har Abayit outside the Beis HaMikdash.
But right, so when I say outside the walls of the Beit HaMikdash, you keep on correcting it.
Oh, okay. So no, so that's correct. Outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, that's correct.
Right. How many people can be accommodated when you talk about thousands of people who come from Chutz Yerushalayim? Is this something that's doable with vast numbers of people coming with their kavanos?
Well, the Mishnah Pirkei Avot says that nobody ever said Sarli Amakom Shalim Yerushalayim. Nobody ever said, I couldn't find a place to stay in Yerushalayim. So they did do it. I don't know what more to say. All right. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. All right, mute yourself again, Ruth, okay? So now the Gemara brings a similar Mishnah with a similar machloket, Tanana Tam. So we learn, this is in the Mishnah Masechet Tamid. He says, Rosh, this is an unrelated topic, but only related in the sense that we have a similar machloket about the reason for it. Tanana Tam, Rosh HaMamad HaYamamid HaTzmeim Al Shar Mizrach. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they had Mishmarot. In other words, like, families of Kohanim would serve on a given week, 24 Mishmarot. And then the Mishmar was divided into six Bateyav. And each Beitav, which is a smaller family group, would serve in the Beis HaMikdash each day. So the Mishnah says that Rosh HaMamad, the one whose head of this cohort, he would stand the Kohanim who became Tameim on the Shar HaMizrach. Now here, there's Machloket. I think Rashi says, Shar Knesset Kol Dam Lahar Habayit. Rashi learns the Shar HaMizrach means where you enter Har Habayit. That's the way Rashi learns. But I think some learn that the Shar HaMizrach means in the base of Mikdash, the Shar HaMizrach. So either it's like with the wall entering Har Habayit, or the wall entering the Beis HaMikdash, the Shar HaMizrach. She says, so the Tmeim, he has them hang out over in that location. So my timer, Amar Rav Yosef Kidei Levayshin. Rav Yosef said he wanted to embarrass them. In other words, that they were at fault for becoming Tmeim. In other words, they knew they had to do Avoda, and they weren't careful enough, and they became Tmeim. That's why Rav Yosef says you stand them up over there. Rav Amar Bipnei HaChashad. Rava said that it's because of chashad that people shouldn't be choshesh, that they're not serving, people shouldn't suspect the Kohanim who are not serving in the base of Mikdash that they're doing work on the side. In other words, they're making more money at their work, so they don't want to serve in the base of Mikdash. So if the reason that you couldn't come to the base of Mikdash is your Tameh, so we stand you there, everybody sees you're not working, it's just your Tameh. He says, my Benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? One nafkamina would be if you have a pampered person, he never works a day in his life. He's like a couch potato. So you wouldn't suspect that he's doing other work. So for that reason, he would not have to be at the Shar Mizrach. But in terms of Levayshan, yeah, if it's the reason is because you want to embarrass the people who became Tameh, I would want to embarrass him. Inami to Kagadil Shishura. Or if the person's line of profession or employment was making ropes, he braids the ropes, so he makes very little money. So nobody would suspect, like the rope braider, of going to his work to avoid the avodah on the base of Mikdash. But so he wouldn't have to, for that reason, stand by the Shar Mizrach. But if the reason is the Levayshan, so then that would be included as well. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything?
Yeah. So Mr. Cohen, Rabbi Cohen, okay, the night before his Mishmar, his wife comes back from the mikvah. And that's their night of to be together. And he's therefore has too much carry. So you're going to embarrass him?
I don't know.
And that's question one. And there are two parts of the question. And the second part is, how does he enter even the Har HaBayis? Now he's Tamei. Doesn't he have to go first to the mikvah?
Yeah, so that works better with Rashi. Rashi says it was the entranceway to the Har HaBayis. If you say it's the entranceway to the base of Mikdash, so.
And this is a
So if it's the entrance to the base of Mikdash, a Tamei maid is allowed to enter the Har HaBayit. A Tamei maid could enter the Har HaBayit. The Baal Keri can't enter the Har HaBayit. So, but the Tamei maid is allowed to enter the Har HaBayit.
Yeah,
so,
but I'm saying he's a Keri.
Yeah, so Baal Keri would have to go to the mikvah to do.
So now he's a Tavul.
But anyway. But in other words, in terms of what his obligation is between Ona and serving the base of Mikdash, that I don't know how to sort out with
okay.
that. All right, let me see if anybody says anything down here with this. Let me see if he has anything. One minute. Yeah. Let's see Rashi.
Maybe they separated from their wives during that week.
Yeah, that would make sense. So Rashi just says, if you look at the Rashi, it's around 20 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, the Vaishan, Shlo Nizharu mi Latame, Varea Abu Dashal Machar, Haitamutel at Alihan, Vayelam Lizaher. Yeah, so but you're asking a good question. In other words, if it's the Ona, which one's Zodo, the Avodo or your Ona? So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, now let me just I had a little piece here. One second. Yeah. All right. Now, this is a piece from the Daf Yomi Digest. He says, what emerges from our sugya is that the one in charge has the right to embarrass his charges due to their carelessness. That's we saw from the Mishnah in Masechet Tamid, that he has a right to embarrass them. He's going to embarrass them to do it that way. The idea is also found in Masechet Midot. Similarly, in Shulchan Aruch, it says that a Rebbe who sees that his students are slacking off in their studies, and due to this, they are not understanding properly, has permission to display anger with them and shame them in order to sharpen them. So it means sometimes, al pi halacha, in other words, normally you're admonished not to shame anybody, but sometimes, al pi halacha, the mitzvah is to shame somebody. He says, in other words, it seems like shaming when you're trying to improve the ultimate situation. Similarly, the Bez then has the right to punish someone as they see fit. However, the average person has no right to shame or harm anyone else for slacking off or for sins committed. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham writes that when one performs a sin in public, one can censure the perpetrator in public, even if such rebuke will cause him embarrassment, in order that the heaven's name, the Shemayim, does not become profaned. Similarly, if someone is physically hurting someone else, one has a right to physically stop such abuse in order to save the victim. The Mishnah Berurah writes that in a case where one is faced with people who are lax in a mitzvah, for example, learning Torah, or people who are trying to enact certain decrees whereby less Jews will be able to serve Hashem, one should begin with pleasantness. However, if he sees that his words aren't being heard, he should censure the miscreants. All right, that's the piece from that. All right, let's take a look. All right, let's go further in the Gemara. Okay, we're at the next Mishnah. All right, so the Mishnah says, we're at the Mishnah on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, the Mishnah says, HaPesach she'etzah oshen etma yisareif miyad. If the Korban Pesach left Yerushalayim, so then he says, oshen etma, or it became tamei yisareif miyad, it has to immediately be burned. In other words, that's a psul haguf. In other words, something bad happened to the animal, so to speak, after Shechita, Zrik, and so forth. He says, I became Tamei, or it was Psul Yotzei, so now you have to burn it right away. Nitmu Haba'alim Oshemetu, but if the owners of the Korban became Tamei, and now obviously they can't eat the Korban, Oshemetu, or they died, to Ubart Surato. To Ubart Surato is a term, it means like you leave it over, at least overnight, and lose weight till its shape changes, because when things decompose, they look a little bit differently. He says, V'yisareif b'shisha asar. So then you burn it on the 16th. The 16th would be the first day of Chol HaMoed. So based on a pasuk, and we had this in Bamei Madlikin, we don't burn kachim on Yontif. So the korban became pasul. There's nobody to eat the korban, so we're going to burn it on the 16th. So again, so according to the Tana Kama, it's taluyin whether it's psul haguf. If there's a psul haguf in the animal, so then we burn it right away. If the psul is extraneous to the animal, it's, you know, like psul balim or something like that, then two barts are until we wait, and then we burn it on the first day of Chol HaMoed. He says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko meir, avzei yisareif miyad, l'fishein lo'ochlin. Yochanan ben Broko says, in the latter case, where the balim became tamei or died, so there's nobody to eat it, he equates that with psul haguf, although there'll be different ways to understand Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, and he holds in that case as well, it should be burnt right away. All right, any questions on the Mishnah we just did?
When did this korban become tamei? After Shechita?
Yes.
Is that the case?
Before Shechita, it can never become tamei, right? So it's after, means after Shechita, after Zrika, everything happened. That's what we mean, right?
Got it.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, I'm moving on. Now the Gemara says, Bishleima tamei. Now the Gemara gets into the issue, where do we know that things that are tamei or on the circumstances set forth in the Mishnah, that they have to be burnt? Where do we learn all these dinim that you have to burn it? So the Gemara says, "Bishleim etamei k'tiva basar shi'gab b'chol tamei lo yechel ba'esh yisareif." So when the korban, this Torah made a korban shlamim, it becomes tamei. So the Torah says you have to burn it. So that's pretty mefurish if the animal's tamei. El yotzei menalan. Where do we know that if it's psul yotzei, in this case with the korban pesach, if it leaves Yerushalayim, that's yotzei. Where do we know you have to burn it if it leaves Yerushalayim? So dechtiv hein lehuva damala kodesh penima. So this is talking about with on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is what we were coming up to shortly, when they were dedicating the Mishkan, and you remember Nadav and Avihu died. They either brought the Ketoret or they died, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, he confronts Aharon, and among the korbanot that were brought that day was a seir for a chatat, So he says, "How come you didn't eat the meat of the chatat? Why did you burn it all?" And he says, "Hein luvad demala kodesh penima. The blood wasn't brought inside the base of Mikdash." Now, the chatat, the blood is applied to the outer mizbeach. Now, the Gemara takes it that the word penima is superfluous. It could have said hein luvad demala kodesh. Kodesh would be the covered portion of the Mishkan in this case. So penima. So let me read the next few lines, but based on that extra word, because I'll understand that there was like a give and take between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen. He says, Amar lo Moshe li Aharon, that Moshe said to Aharon, Madu lo achalta min achatat. How come you didn't eat the chatat? Why is this all burnt up? He says, Shema nechnastama lefnai v'lefnim. Perhaps the reason you didn't eat it and you burnt it is the blood was applied lefnai v'lefnim. Now, lefnai v'lefnim would normally be in the Kodesh Kadashim. So they said that Shita Mekubetzet has a version that should be lefnim. That makes much more sense. That the blood was not applied lefnim means in the Kodesh. The blood wasn't brought there. He says, Amar lo lav. He says, no, that wasn't what happened. Amar lo shema chutz l'machitza tayetzta. Perhaps the korban was taken outside the Mishkan. In other words, the chatat has to be eaten in the Azara. So let's say the chatat was taken outside the Mishkan. Amar lo lav, b'kodesh haita. He says, no, that wouldn't happen either. It was b'kodesh. So amar lo, I b'kodesh haita, if it was b'kodesh, he says, v'hein lo huvah damal kodesh p'nima, and the blood wasn't brought inside, he says, madu lo achaltem ota, how come you didn't eat it? So the Gemara says, Michlal, from this give and take, and we'll talk a little bit about where we derive the give and take, but assuming that this is the give and take between Aaron and Moshe, Michlal, the inafka, one could deduce from the give and take, the inafka, that if it was Yotze, if it did leave the place where it was supposed to be, he says, Inami ayal dama lefnim, or the blood was brought inside, bat srefa hi, then it is a bat srefa. Okay? So again, we were asking, how do we know that if the korban is a psul yotze, if the korban leaves the place where it's supposed to be, like the korban Pesach being taken outside of Yerushalayim, where does it say that you have to burn it? In other words, we know that you're not supposed to take it outside of Yerushalayim, but where do we know that you have to burn it? So the Gemara says we could derive it from the dialogue between Moshe and Aaron. All right, let me just do the Rashi with you, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts in a second. Okay, the first white line downstairs. One second. Make it the fourth white line downstairs. Okay. So Shema Chutzal Machisata Chutzal Zara Yatzat Umikra Yitera Darshi Lo. So the Rashi explains that the Gemara is darshing out an extra word. He says Lo Istrich Panima. The word Panima is superfluous. So from the fact that we have this word Panima, which is a superfluous word, the Gemara derives that there was this whole dialogue. Elahaki by minayu, bereisha shema yatzta v'loita panima. That, in other words, in the pasuk it says hein luva etamala kodesh panima. The blood wasn't brought inside, but the word panima is superfluous. So the Gemara understands that first Moshe Rabbeinu said maybe it was taken outside the Mishkan and it wasn't panima. Vimkein. If that's the case, then I understand you did a good job by burning it up. And then the Bach is the word beis. The Bach says, "Va'amar lo panima haito." And then Aaron said, "No, it was inside." V'lo yatzad halamanu shim yatzad ayalu l'sorfa. So we see that if it did go outside the base of Mikdash, you should burn it. All right. So I'm just repeating myself again. So we said, how do I know I have to burn, you know, a korban that's taken outside, in this case, the korban Pesach, you know, outside Yerushalayim. So we're going to do, the only thing we proved so far is that the chatat, which is Kodesh Kadashim, if it's taken outside where the place it should be, you have to burn it. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Okay, let's go further. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Okay, now four lines from the bottom. Bishlema nitma gali rachmana bekachim kalim. So we brought two proofs, one that it became tame, and then what is psul yotze. So by the tame, I understand, you gave me a proof that spoke about kachim kalim. As you know, the two types of korbanot, kachim kalim and kachi kadashim. Kachim kalim are the ones you eat in Yerushalayim, and kachi kadashim are, if they're eaten at all, are in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk was by Korban Shlamim, which is kachim kalim. So you sort of, it's tamei, so we burn it. That makes sense. Kol shekein kachi kadashim. So I know kachi kadashim, certainly I'm going to burn. Ela yotze, but your proof as to psul yotze, that's ashkan kachi kadashim. The proof was by kachi kadashim. Okay, that's a nice proof. Kachim kalim inalan. How do you know that kachim kalim you'll also have to burn? So that the Gemara is asking, you didn't really prove that up yet. For two, hadetanya, in addition to which we learn in a braisa. Now, some say the word detanya shouldn't be in here because it doesn't seem like it is a braisa, but either way, it's a statement of halacha. He says, lan dama, if the blood was left overnight, in other words, the blood, instead of being sprinkled on the mizbeach, was left going into the evening, turn page, on pei beis amud beis, nishbach dama, the blood was spilled on the floor, Yatza dama, or chutz l'klayim, where the blood was taken outside the curtains, it talks about with the Mishkan. Dekaimalon, and that sounds like it's not a braisa, in other words, dekaimalon, we hold. He says, bisreifa. So we hold in all of those cases that sreifa is the order of the day. So menalon, where do we know those cases are sreifa? So you spoke about tame and psul yote, but what about other psulim, like nishbach dama, or landama? Where do we know any of those? Okay, so the Gemara says nafgalon mid Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says we're going to learn it out from the way the Tana Reb Shimon derives it. The Tani, we learn the Brisa, Reb Shimon Omer, Bakodesh Baesh Tisareif. So this pasuk is talking about a korban chatat. It says, the pasuk says, "B'chol chatat asher yuvami demal olam way lechaper b'kodesh lo teachel ba'esh tisareif." So the way we understand it right now is that if the korban chatat, if the blood was brought inside, you have to burn the korban chatat. So limid al chatat shesreifat ba'kodesh, that teaches me that chatat gets burnt in the Kodesh, in the Azara, and the other Zubavad, sharpsly kachi kadashim. Where do I know that the other psulim that could arise, the emure kachim kalim minayin, or if there are psulim in the emurim of kachim kalim that I also have to burn in the Kodesh, tamalomar, now here we have the word v'chol in parentheses, but it seems like it should not be in parentheses. Usually parentheses is, we take it out. But here I think you need to keep it in the art scroll. He says, v'chol ba'kodesh ba'esh tisareif. And that's a contraction of what the pasuk said. It says, v'chol chatad ba'esh tisareif. The extra word kol, everything, he says, so it's teaching me, the way the Gemara understands it, that not only the chatat, which has a pasul, but all these other psulim, you'll have to burn in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash. Ashkan kachi kadashim, kachim kalim in alan. So that will be good for kachi kadashim. What about kachim kalim? Elo, kol psula bakodesh besreifa, loshna kachim kalim. So the Gemara now, okay, so we tried to prove as much as we could prove, and we proved a lot, but we didn't get to the kachim kalim. So we proved that the other psulim also have to be burnt. But the kachim kalim gave us difficulty. And we were in the small aleph. Ella, kol psulo bakodesh besreifa. The Gemara says, anything that's psulo bakodesh, came pasul in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, is besreifa. Loshana kachim kalim, loshana kachi kadashim, Gemara gemirila. It's a mesorah, it's halachal moshim yisinai. So it means scratch the riyas that we were bringing up till now. Everything is halachal moshim yisinai, that you have to burn it. The chatat de Aaron, and the fact that we had the extra word by the chatat of Aaron that taught me that if it left, you're going to burn it, and if the blood was inside, you're going to burn it. Mishum master shahaya kachaya. That was just the incident took place that way. But really, the Etzem Limud is Halakha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Etzem Halakha is Halakha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Okay, so who's so again? So we're saying that korbanot that become psulim in the Kodesh, we learn, have to be burnt, and we're going to burn it in the Azara, and the other rayas, we don't need the other rayas. All right, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, I'm going to move on. Okay, now we're around the 10th line on Pei Beis Amud Beis. Now, the Gemara says, according to the Tana of the Beis Medrash, Rabba Bar Avua, Da'amar, Afilu Pigul, Taun Ibur Tzura. Now, Pigul is a person that's Machshava. He thinks during one of the Avodo that he's going to, that either the Mizbeach or the person will eat it outside the right Zaman. So he's, now Pigul, we would normally think, is a Psul Begufo. No, we don't. That's the way we normally think of. We remember we learned according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, if it's psul beguf, if it's something innately related to the animal, like it became tamei, then we burn it. We burn it right away. If it's extraneous to the animal, like the balim die or the begalim become tamei, then we tuubar tsurato. We let it sort of hang out for a while and then we burn it. So he says, according to Tanas Bei Rabba Ravua, afilu pigol. Is chamor and pigul is a psul beguf. He says taun ibur tzura. We're going to delay it. We're going to wait to ibur tzura. We're going to at least wait it overnight, and then we're going to burn it minalon. So where does he know this idea of with ibur tzura? Because he says ibur tzura even implies apparently psul begufo. Where does he know that from? So the Gemara says yalif avon avon minotar. He's going to learn exereshava. It says avon by pigul, and it says by notar. If you eat the notar, avon oyisa. So just like notar, by definition, notar is I left the meat beyond the time. So it was by necessity ibur tzura with notar, and then I burn it. So too with pigul, I'll have ibur tzura, and then I'll burn it. So the Gemara says vanilif avon avon mechatel tiaron. So why doesn't he learn the gzereshava avon avon from the chatel tiaron? So presumably they had a mesora with avon avon, but why doesn't he learn it? That is connected to the Chatat Yaron. Chatat Yaron, they burnt it right away. He says, Amar Loch, he would say to you, Chatat Yaron, ki hai gavna, nami ibur tzura, l'dorot baya. He says, even according to this Tana, this is Tana de Rabba Bar Avua, he would say that even the Chatat of Aaron, under similar circumstances, now, the Chatat of Aaron, was burnt because it became tamei, or because that they were onanim. There's machlokin in the Gemara, not here, but I think in Tzvachim. So about why they, and the Rashi here is six lines above where it gets wide. He says, look in the Rashi, bein lamandamar b'zvachim ne'aninut nisrafa, bein lamandamar b'neituma nisrafa, l'dor by ibur tzura. In other words, he holds that even if it would be the same thing as took place back then, which would either be a din aninus or tuma, you would still, even in that case, you would wait ibur tzura. He says v'hatam horat shah haita, and it was over there, which is a special ruling for that one time. But in Achinami, even katat yaron would normally be that you'd have ibur tzura. So the point being that this tana. Tana Debe Rabba Bar Avua. So he holds that even if it's a psul begufo, you always wait to ibur tzura and then you burn it. All right, let me just do a few lines and then we'll pause and we'll take some more questions. Hash the Rinan call psule de kodesh besreifa. So now that you said that everything, or let me pause for one second. Any questions what we did so far? Everybody good? Everybody good? All right, so I'm going to move on. Okay, so now, five lines above where it gets wide. Hashad Rinan kol psule de kodesh b'sreifa. Now that you said everything is psule de kodesh, everything that became psule in the Beis HaMikdash is sreifa. Lo shana de kachim kadashim, lo shana kachim kalim. It doesn't matter whether it's kachim kadashim or kachim kalim. Gemara Gemiri law. So that was based on Masorah. We have halakha Moshe Mi Sinai, and that's where we know everything. So now, Bakodesh Ba'is Tisareif Lamali. So if you remember, before we knew that it was Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, the Gemara had psukim that it was trying to adduce to prove it. So if you remember on line 3 of this Amud, so there's a pasuk, it says Bakodesh Ba'is Tisareif. It says, you know, and the whole pasuk was V'chol Chatar Shizvami Midamal Omoed L'chaber Bakodesh Lo Techel Ba'is Tisareif. So that we're trying to learn that you burn the korban chatat, but I don't need it for that anymore. So he says, Bakodesh ba'ish tisreif lamali, ha'humi ba'ileish tisreifata bakodesh. So you're right. I know from the Lachma Moshe Mi-Sinai that it has to be burned, but that pasuk teaches me that if the psul took place with the chatat, it has to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, again, so I mentioned to Michael before, some things are burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, some things are burnt on the Har HaBayit, and some things are burnt outside of Yerushalayim. So it's sort of based on the avoda, where the action is with the chatat. So the chatat is never supposed to leave the Beis HaMikdash, even when everything is good. It's eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. So the psul and the chatat, you're going to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gemara says, two lines before it gets wide, what do we need? This was the first pasuk that we quoted on the Gemara. We said the basar that touches anything tamei can't be eaten, has to be burnt. He says, why do we need that pasuk? I know already. Hahu l'gufa itzrich. I need it to teach me the etzem halacha. Why? Salkadait chamin. I would have thought kol psulei dekodesh could go lan dama. I would have thought, yeah, there is a din that I have to burn things that are psulim. But I would say, like psulei dekodesh, like lan dama, if the blood stayed overnight, or nishpach dama, or spilled, viyatza dama, it went outside the right place, v'nishchata b'layla, was shechted at night, divistrefa, zlitnau b'chulin. All those things are strefa because there's no equivalent psul by chulin. About nitma, when it comes to tuma, divichulin nami mifsil. Now, tuma, but it's also mifsil, so there's two pshatim. Either you could say it's talking about, let's say, truma and maser sheni. So if truma and maser sheni does become pasul when it's tame, or you could say that it's just talking about regular chulin becomes pasul, but it means there's a concept that the chulin is tame, and the concept exists even by chulin, ema. Hoilvit avid bay uvdin dechol. I would have thought, left to my own devices, I did something that I could just do to chulin. In other words, not something that's unique to kachim. Emelo tibay strefa. I would say, you know, it doesn't need strefa. You're right. It is pasul, but it's a type of psul in quotation marks that could happen to chulin. Betiskile bekvura. So I could bury it. Kama shvalan. So that pasuk teaches me, no, even that's strefa. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, quiet group tonight. All right, let's go further. Okay, so we're on the fourth line on Pei Beis Amud Beis. Everybody with me? Okay, now let's just refresh our recollection to what we did in the Mishnah. So if you remember, in the Mishnah we had the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Machloka between the two of them. So the Tana Kama clearly distinguish between different psulim, whether it's psul in the guf of the korban. The psul in the guf would be the korban became tame, or the korban was psul yotze. So that's a psul in the guf. That's yisarif miyad. I have to burn it right away. And then the other psul is it's extraneous to the animal. It's like psul in the balim. The owners became tame, or the owners died. So then to bar tsureto. Then there's a layak time, and you'll burn it at a later point in time. That's the way the Tana Kama holds. And Yochanan Broka says no, everything is burnt right away. And we'll qualify shortly. Okay. So again, the fourth line. Nitmu ba'alim oshemetu to bar tsureto mechulei. Amar of Yosef machloket shnitmu ba'alim achar zrika. So the Gemara is going to change Rav Yosef's pshat, but Rav Yosef says initially the machloket is the Baalim became Tameh after the Zrika. Then, and under those circumstances, the Tana Kama holds that did Chazei Basar La'achila. He says, so there was a point in time when the meat became Ra'ui La'achila. Then, and under those circumstances, that he holds two bar suratan. In other words, again, this is the balam became tamei. That's when the Tanakama says two bar suratan. We're going to let it rot for a while, and then we're going to burn it. aval nitmu ba'alim lifnei zrika, but if the ba'alim became tamei before zrika, he says deloit chazi basar lachila, there was never a moment when the meat was like eligible to be eaten. He says divrei kol yisareif miyad, everybody holds that it should be burnt immediately. So in this first pshat, Rabbi Yosef is qualifying the Tanakama. Right. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch says burn. The Tanakhama said sometimes burn right away, sometimes to bar tzuratan. So if it's extraneous to the korban. So Rabbi Yosef is saying, yeah, when he says to bar tzuratan, it's only if it was a point in time where it could have been eaten. It was never a time it could be eaten. So then everybody holds burn right away. So Mefi, on this we ask a kasha against Rabbi Yosef from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Zehaklal, this is the overarching principle. Kol shepsulo begufo, if it's psul neguf, yisareif miyad. That's what we saw in the Tanakama. If it's psul neguf of the animal, we burn right away. But bedam, if the psul is in the blood, he says uva ba'alim, or the owners, let's say the dam became tamei, or the ba'alim became tamei, to ubar tsurato, be'etzei lebeit hasreifa. Then that's the delayed action. Then we're going to wait till it rots, and then it goes lebeit hasreifa. So now the Gemara makes a deal. Katani ba'alim dumi d'dam. So the two cases are dam and ba'alim. So we think the case of ba'alim has like an equivalence or analogous to the case of dam. Ma dam lefnei zrika. Just like when we talk about a psul dam, obviously that's before zrika. After zrika, everything's over with. He says, af ba'alim lefnei zrika. So too, with ba'alim, it means the psul, let's say tuma, took a place before zrika. So here, in this braisa, it's saying that if there's a psul in the ba'alim, then it would be to bar tzurato, and it took place before zrika, and then would be delayed burning. But according to Rav Yosef, nobody holds this delayed burning in that case. According to Rav Yosef, everybody holds you burn it right away. So that's not working out well. So the Rav Yosef is explaining the Mishnah, but his Hesber, nobody holds burn right away, but the Braisa says burn right away. Ela I itmar hachi itmar. So rather the Gemara said, if Rav Yosef made a statement, this is the way he made the statement. So in the first version, he was qualifying the Tanakama. In the second version, he's qualifying Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, so the Tanakhama says if it's psul that's like in the Balim, then tubar tzurato in Achinami. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says burn right away. Machloket shenu Balim lifnei zrika. The machloket is in the Balim became tami before zrika. Loet chazi basar lachila. So the meat was never ui to be eaten. Then Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, we're going to burn it right away. He says, the havalei kipsul begufo. It's like the equivalent, like the legal equivalent of psul begufo. Psul begufo, you never get off the ground. So he says, aval nitmu ba'alim lachar zrika, but if the ba'alim became tamei after zrika, the chazi basar lachila, that the basar was, you know, worthy to be eaten at a certain point, divrei kol psul machmat davar acher, then even Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka agrees that it's psul midavar acher, ubay ibor tzura. Okay? So let's just repeat, and then we'll see if there's any questions. So again, in the Mishnah, we had a machlok between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. According to the Tanakama, if it's psul beguf, there's something in the guf of the behema, like the behema became tamei or psul yotze, then you burn it right away. But if it's psul in the balim or psul or metu, or the balim died, then the Tanakhama says we're going to delay the burning. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, we're going to burn it right away. So it came out from the Maskana of the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says we're going to burn it right away only if the Balaam became Tami before Zrika. If the Balaam became Tami before Zrika, there was never a moment when you could have eaten the Korban. So there's never a moment that you could eat the Korban unless like Psul Begufo. But if the Balaam became Tame after the Zrika, and there was a point in time where the Korban could have been eaten, then even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that we're going to be Tubar Tzurato. All right, who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, let's go in. All right, we're back in the Gemara. Okay, we're four lines from the bottom on Pei Beis Amud Beis. All right, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Af lachar zrika nami machloket. So Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with what we said in the name of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yochanan presumably lived before Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that even if the psul took place after zrika, even then Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that that yisaref miyad. We're going to burn it right away. Okay, so if you say it like this, it sounds like he's holding that even if it's a sulbalim, and it was across the board, you don't need ibur tzuru. If it's sulbalim, we're just going to burn. Okay, he says, Va'az Rabbi Yochanan tame, Rabbi Yochanan follows the shita, the am Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan broke of Rabbi Nechemiah amru davar achad. That Rabbi Yochanan broke in our Mishnah and Rabbi Chemia said the same thing. And we're going to extrapolate from this that that's clearly the way Rabbi Yochanan holds, that even after Zrika. Rabbi Yochanan broke Ahad Amran. We said Rabbi Yochanan broke Rabbi Nechemia Mahi. What's Rabbi Nechemia? He says, Tatani, we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Neaninus Nisra Fazu. So in the Braisa, Rabbi Nechemia says, this is going back to the Korban Chatat that was burnt in the time of Nadav and Avihu and Aharon and Moshe. He says, then there was machloket, why it was burnt. We said, well, it was because of tumor aninus. Aninus means that all the Kohanim were in a state of aninus. Aninus is, you know, after somebody dies, you're in a state of aninus. And I think Rav Schechter has said that, you know, like for Dine Kachim, so B'dine Avelus, the aninus ends by Kfura, but by Dine Kachim, you're in owning that whole first day. So he says, "Neaninus nistrafazu lechach nemar kaela." So Aaron says, he says, "Vatikrena oti kaela." In other words, it occurred to me. In other words, my status is like them, meaning Elazar and Tamar. Vaninus kala achar zrika habya v'chi is taraf la'altar is taraf. So the Gemara wants to say that the status of aninus is like a psul that takes place after zrika. How so? So Rashi brings down here, and the article had it, and this Rabbi Simon Wolf said as well, that the Kohen Gadol is an exception. He's allowed to do avoda in the state of aninus. So the fact that they're owning him, so he still had a green light to do avoda, but he can't eat it. He can't eat the chatat. So that's why the chatat is burnt. Nobody could eat it. They're all the Kohenim are all owning him. But he has a green light to do the avoda with it, even though he's an onain, because he's the Kohen Gadol. So that, even though Nadav and Avihu died before the Zrika, but in essence, it's like a psul that relates to after the Zrika, because I have a green light to do the avoda through the Zrika. And the ikar with the Korban Chatat is not the Achila, Rashi points out. It's just the avoda is being done with it. So there was a certain type of psul that was the legal equivalent of a psul taking place after Zrika. Again, the Kohen Gadol has a green light to do all the avoda through Zrika. But then once he does the Zrika, then he can't eat it. So so in that case, though, it was burnt right away. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yochanan broke and Rabbi Nechemiah said the same thing. So Rabbi Nechemiah is, you know, even though it's a psul that's taking place legally after Zrika, it's burnt right away. So too, Rabbi Yochanan Broka holds, if it's a psul that takes place even after Zrika, you burn it right away. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on what I did so far? What's up, Michael?
Well, that was Rosh Chodesh. We're concerned about, aren't we concerned about doing the Sreifa on the first day of Yontif? Is that what our concern is, that we push it off to the 16th?
You're talking about two different things, right? In other words,
you're deriving it from this situation here in the Aninus, but you're trying to apply it to whether we burn the Kachim on the 14th or the 16th.
Again, everybody agrees it can't be burned on the 15th. That's everybody that's Davar Muskam. But the question is, let's say the Psul takes place on the 14th of Nisan after the Zrika. A Psul takes place on the 14th of Nisan after the Zrika. So do I burn it right away or do I wait? Do I wait till the 16th? That's the question. Is it okay?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I missed a point here. Okay.
In other words, the whole issue was, if Nitmu Baalim, the Baalim become Tame after the Zrika. So I'm doing I'm doing the Korban Pesach on the afternoon of the 14th.
So that's
and then the balim become tameh. They can't eat it.
Yeah.
So
it's a psul in the goof.
Well, no. If the balim become tameh, it's not a psul in the goof.
It's a psul in the gavra. Not
right,
the
right. So according to the Tanakhama, we can't burn it right away. We have to let it wait. But according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, it has to be burnt right away. And so there's machlok. When does it say you have to be burnt right away? Is it only if they become tamei before the zrika, or even if they become tamei after the zrika? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's even if they become tamei after zrika. See, he holds that way, that it has to be burnt right away. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Okay? All right. All right. Now, we're on Pei Gimel now, on the top line, and we'll see how this goes. We'll try to get to the Mishnah. All right? So, Rab, on the top line on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, 83a, the top line. Please mute yourself, Michael, okay? So Rabba Mosif af Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabba adds that there's another Tana that holds that even if the psul take place after Zrika, that you burn it right away. And he says Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that way. The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Kula Inyan Kulo, so he's going back to a pasuk that we had earlier. He says ba'esh tisareif. Yeah, this was on the third line on Pei Beis Amud Beis. He says the pasuk was v'chol chatat asher yuvami demal olamoy lechaper b'kodesh lo teichel ba'esh tisareif. So the way we were explaining it before, if you have an outside chatat and the blood was brought into the Kodesh, then the Korban, that's still the Korban, and it has to be burnt. He learns that Pasuk is not talking about a garden variety Chatat. That Pasuk is talking about the Chataot Pnimiot. In other words, there's certain Korban or Chatat whose blood is brought inside, is normally brought inside. So he says, whereas that blood is brought inside, and then the Korbanot are burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash. I think it's burnt outside the Yerushalayim, I think. Let me see, it says, what does it say? Yeah, so the mitzvah is normally
outside
Yerushalayim, but he says lestrof pisulein abed abira. So it's going to teach us though that he's going to darshan out the words v'chol chatat asher yuvami dama. He says that the blood was supposed to be brought in the sanctuary. So he says that if there's a psul, you'll burn it abed abira v'leitain lo tasel achilatan. Okay, 1 second. Let me just take a look. One second. So he says a limud here that a psul happened in the korban, and normally that would be brought, it would be burnt outside Yerushalayim. It says Bakodesh Panima. In some cases, the burning is done within the holy. In other words, he's darshaning out that there are situations, he says, Bakodesh Panima. Sometimes the Korban is burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. So normally the Korban is burnt outside Yerushalayim, outside the three Machanot. But there are circumstances when you'll burn the Korban in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's, he says, Shiva Mitamal Ha'olmoy Lechabro Kodesh Lozuchel Ba'ish Tisareif. Okay, so 1 second. So he says, "Leitain lotas." So he says, "Leitain lotas el achilatan," and to give a lotas lo teachel if you eat it. So amru lo. So they said to Rabbi Yossi Glili, "Chatach nechnas damal lufnai lufnei minayin." Where do you know a garden variety chatat whose blood was brought into the kodesh as pasul? He says, "Amar lahen." That's the pasuk with Aaron and Moshe. He says, Michlal, but from there we could derive the inafik ihi, if the korban is brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, inami ail dama b'sreifa, that or the blood is brought inside, then it has to be burned. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Damu Basar, Charamiltahi. So again, in other words, it's coming out if the dam is in the wrong place. That's basically what it's boiling down to. If the blood is brought inside, which is the wrong place, it sounds like if the korban is taken outside the Beis HaMikdash. Let me see what he says here. He says that even whose blood is brought into the sanctuary is invalidated. Right. He says, in the art scroll, in the text, it says, it follows that the invalid offering is burnt at once, just as Aaron's chatat was. Thus, according to Rabbi Yossi Glili, even when the invalidation is not inherent in the flesh itself, but in the blood. In other words, you have a psul in the dam, and the dam is in the wrong place, and you burn it right away. He says, presumably, Rabbi Yossi Glili beholds that when the invalidation is in the owner, the offering is also burnt at once. So, in other words, the idea is, if it just like the chatat then was burnt right away, and the psul was outside the animal, it was the blood. So too, if there's a psul in the owner, we assume that he would hold the same way. It was the dam and the balam would be the same thing. For Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Rabbi Yochanan didn't mention this whole thing with Rabbi Yossi Glili, Rabbi Yochanan Savar, dam basar chedamilti. He held that dam and basar, that's the same thing. Baalim milta achriti, but the baalim is a different thing. So it's, you can't compare the dam to the baalim. All right, that's the best I have with that. I think I'm going to call it a night at this point in time. Anyway, let me just, any questions? Okay, let me just end the recording. Okay, wait.